Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, well, well. Hey, it's that time again. It's Monday night. It's time for the National Black Unity News Show. And I want to thank my grandson who allowed us to use his voice as a voiceover artist to introduce this show and program. And this truly is listener-supported radio, and we want to thank the 48,000-plus listeners who have tuned into a show here on Home-Based Business 101 Blog Talk Radio platform. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Well, y'all know how we do. Each time we open this show up, we open up with readings from Daily Motivations for African-American Success. The day reading goes like this, September 16th, CP time. Honey, it's so easy to talk a good game. What we need are folks who are willing to do something. Maxine Waters, Congresswoman. A concert pianist once gave a performance before a large audience. Afterwards, over coffee, Namara said to the virtuoso, "I give anything to play as you do." The pianist took a sip of her coffee and said without blinking an eye, "Oh, no, you wouldn't." The hush fell over the table and Namara squirmed with embarrassment. "If you would give anything," continued the artist, "you could play as well as I do, possibly better. But you give anything to play as I do except time. The one thing that it takes is truly takes time. Most of us want to play the piano, not learn the piano, speak a foreign language, not study it, enjoy success, not earn it. We want our dreams to come true ahead of time without too much effort. We don't want to accept the becoming that comes from the being. But success is built on time, not wished into the moment. And in spite of our daydreams, success is always earned the hard way by putting in the time. Time is ours to use. But in the past, what if you promised yourself to quit smoking or lose a few extra pounds and failed? Don't sweat it. You got more time. Reset a new deadline and try again. Have you failed a second time to make a dreaded phone call? Try a third time. Has the ladder to success slipped out from under you again? Maybe your goal will require more time. After all, you got the time. Once you arrive, no one cares how long it took for you to get there. When it comes to my dreams and goals, I will be on time by putting in the time. This reading reminds me of my 11th grade high school. The spring was going into the summer, and I played tennis for Emerson High School, and I was number 3, and another person was number 2. The coach automatically assumed that I'd be number 2 next year and the other person would be number 1. But he was wrong. Why? What did I do? Over the winter, me and my dad, my mother thought we was crazy. We would go out, we would shovel the snow off the court the night before during the winter. We had these special called tree-time balls that was like no pressure in them that would that was used in Sweden, that people could play outdoors, stuff like that during the winter months. And we would practice so much that I became good enough to be able to become number 1 and the number 2 person, let alone win a match against me, couldn't win a set off of me because I played that well. But I had set a goal. My goal was I was going to do whatever it took to make sure that I was going to be number 1 going into my senior year at Emerson High School. And so I say that to say a lot of times, you know, when people used to see me play, the people used to say, man, if I could hit a ball like you, and I used to look at them and I just say, you know, yeah, you wish. I said, it took a whole lot of hard work to get to this point where I'm at in life with my tennis game. And something I missed today at 67, and wife told me, you know, I need to try to spruce up my energy level and do a couple other things so that I can get back out and play something that I truly enjoyed learning how to play. Once you know, you don't lose that ability to know how to play. Right now, I do have two students that I teach tennis to. I'm more of a teacher now than a player and a participant. But the whole moral to the story is, if you want to be good at something, you got to put in the time. You have to put in the time. And we look at the football players. You know, some of them, they grew up playing peewee football. From peewee, they went to Pop Warner. And from Pop Warner, you know, they went to either AAU or they went to high school and played, and then they went on to college. Back in the day, you had a few football players that was able to come right out of high school and go play in the pros, but that was exception to the rule. So, you know, those don't happen. You have more of the basketball players that are able to come right out of high school and go into the pros today. And, you know, I mean, it's just something that's very rare and unique, but also the time and effort that they put in to honing their craft. So that's one of the things we want people to understand, that if you want to master something, you have to hone your craft. You have to become good at it, and better at it, and better at it, and good at it. You know, and I know that sounds kind of like, you know, you say good at it, better at it, good at it, and better at it. Yes, so you know, it takes a lot of time, effort, and energy. When we look and we watch people that's performing at whatever level they're performing in, if they're a rap artist, better believe they spent a lot of time working on their rhymes and their lines. So, you know, just want to keep that in mind, that you have to put in the time, or as the young boys say on the corner, you got to put in the work. You know, and when you put in the work and put in the time, life will reward you. So with that said, hey, we're going to go on and jump into our show. Good evening, Mr. Murphy. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing great now that you brought up this subject, man. Because, you know, in life, brother, you know, we go through things. You know, life is no crystal stair, they say, you know. And if most people, if you live sometimes, you look back over your life, there's always going to be issues in your life, always. At least that's my history anyway. If it's not happening to me, it's happening to someone around me. And so, you know, that's part of life. But it's like you said, it's how we deal with stuff, you know. And, you know, we have to put it into work. And I'm so glad because, you know, me and you, bro, we know we like to keep things real. You know, this is a live radio broadcast. But like I say, what you see is what you get, especially from me, because, like I said, I'm going to keep it real. You know, I'm 68 years old now. And most people sometimes in my age bracket, a lot of people consider themselves retarded, and they're going to sit back and take it easy. And then they end up, that's the way they go out. But someone told me recently, and Brother Satire, I don't know if you're familiar with, may not know or not, but I'm quite sure you probably do, that Mother Lola Jenkins has passed.
Yes,
and okay. And, you know, we was at your facility at the rec center one day, and I told her, I was sitting at the table with her one day, and things got kind of heavy on me. And I felt like giving up, giving in, you know, going back to working and the hell with my vision, hell with the mission, hell with everything, because the stress was getting to me. And she told me, she said, you know, brother, she said, a lion will always going to be a lion. She said, an eagle will always be an eagle. She said a soldier, a true soldier, will always be a soldier. So no way you can sit back and call yourself giving in and giving up, because it's in you. And she said, eagle will be that until the day they die. She said, brother, you soar and you roar until the day you die. Well, with that being said, rest in peace, my sister, and thank you for the great advice. And thank you, Brother Satawi, because, you know, I tell people my steps are ordered. But, you know, I don't know why you brought up this subject. I don't know why you chose that verses that you read and everything. But like I say, things are hitting hard all around. But at the same time, it seems like it's the worst of times, but it's at the same time, it's the best of times. And it's all the way how we look and how we deal with it. And so just a quick reminder, you know, because like I say, even it's written in scripture, sometimes it gets dark before the light, so you can see the light sometimes. And I, you know, I publish a national black newspaper, and we evolving. You know, the things we did yesterday was plant a foundation. The things that we're doing today is preparing for tomorrow. We're putting in a lot of programs and services that are going to enhance our quality of life. And I want to introduce to the listening audience that we're about to launch a nationwide black business directory. As we speak, I'm working. I already have the site is up already, but it's not open to the public yet because I'm working out. You know, it's a lot of customization that has to be done to the site. And but it's a powerful tool that people are gonna, we're going to give you great value. Those who are business owners, want your business exposed, we're going to give you the greatest value that you, I think you can get anywhere and for a whole year that we can expose your business and services locally, nationally, and internationally. And so I'm pleased with that. But with those saying, the new level, new devil. And as we embark on all of these great, new, and wonderful things, and even the website, we are bringing in some younger people with fresh ideas. They're going to help assist revamping the website and revamping the newspaper and a lot of other things. So it's going to ease some pressure off of me. But at the same time, again, in reality of life, you know, pressures are coming around. I got health issues. You know, financial things are not as great as they can be because everything, freedom even comes with a price. You know, so all of these new things that's coming aboard, there's price attached to them. But nevertheless, you know, it's not my will, but thy will be done because, like I said, I'm a soldier and I got marching orders and I'm going to move forward no matter how many battle scars, no matter what the enemy throw at me because that's where I've been all my life. But it was just refreshing, and was almost like confirmation when you opened up the way you did in the conversation. Because like I said, you got to put in the work. If you plan on getting where you want to go, if you're gonna be the great piano player or great tennis player, man, it's just something. People got natural abilities, yes, but you know you got people who can sing naturally. But take a natural singer, had somebody who had some lessons to know how to hold them notes and everything like that, and you can see the difference. And so so you have to put it into work. And so right now, because I'm embarking on this thing, like I say, you know, I'm the type of person, especially when it comes to technology, I don't like things to whip on me like that. You know, if I can't understand it, you know, as I'm getting older, I guess you use a little patience sometimes. But at the same time, I'm so determined because that's why I cut my teeth on things. You know, I'm one of those self-taught type of people. You know, like I say, I had a computer from the inception of it, and I had to teach myself. I never went to school for all that kind of stuff, but I taught myself. But therefore, I had to bump my head a lot of times. You know, something that was very simple if you were taught. But in any case, I'm saying all of this to say this. This is an exciting time for the National Black Unity newspaper. We are evolving into another level now. Like I said, we're bringing out a nationwide black directory. We're upgrading the website, the newspaper, and we're bringing on new people all over the country that will assist us, ambassadors all around the country that will assist us in our endeavors to bring information to you, information by us and for us. And so I'm excited about all of this stuff. And no matter, ladies and gentlemen, listen to me carefully. No matter what you see behind the scenes, you have to put in the work. And so, therefore, Brother Satai, I appreciate you opening the statement. And like I say, you're a godsend, man, because like I say, you know, all I got to do is look at you, you and your wife, the work that y'all done over the years. And I know it ain't easy, you know, especially when you try to serve our people, especially when you call to do a work in the community to assist our people. And sometimes, much as I love my people, you know, it has to be reciprocal sometimes, but unfortunately, sometimes it's not that way. And so if you're listening in to us right now, let me say this, let me share this with you. Brother Satava, I hope you chime in on this. You know, because me and you, like I said, we keep it real. You know, there's a lot of people I've met in my journey in life that has put in the work, like Brother Satava. You don't know behind the scene the blood, sweat, and tears and toil that we had to go through to bring you information, to open up Rexon, to deal with your children, to deal with all of their issues. And I have to deal with my people on all these different levels. I have to deal with so many people who have aspirations, but, you know, sometimes they have a lot of issues that comes with them. And so, you know, it's not an easy task. And not only that, but, you know, there's greater opposition because there are forces out there that don't want us to succeed. They want to keep their foot on our necks. They want to keep up in a submissive state of being. But like I say, not my will, but thy will be done. But there's an army of us out there who's struggling, who's fighting, who have paid the dues, I mean, who have put in the work and still struggling. And you can change that narrative. You can really change it, those who will listen to us. You need to support this radio program. You need to support Brother Satari in the program, the travel program, the tax thing that he does. The tax season is coming up. You need to call my brother because this brother is truly, truly dedicated. And he has put in the work. I can attest it. I bear witness to it. And even myself. Now, you know, I say things to you not to impress you, but to impress upon you that the work that we do and are doing is for you. It's not about us. Because, me, like I say, Brother Satai, people like Brother Satai, we are not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but we're not the dullest either. We know how to survive. Because if we can survive the things that we do, we could have submitted and could have gave it and looked at the self. I could have easily got a job or be a consultant and just sit back and have money flowing in. But that's not my calling. You know, that's you know, but like I say, there's a price to pay. Now, you can look at me and say, David Murphy, he's a publisher of Nationwide Black News, he's this, he's that, and he's all of this. But behind the scenes, there's blood, sweat, and tears. And we need your support. And so I encourage you, you know, I encourage you that, you know, when you see people like a Brother Satari out there, support him. Support him. Because I'm going to say this to you. He may be the one that will hire your grandchildren or give them an opportunity or give them some type of advice that can not only save their life, but can enhance their lives. So you never know. And so when you plant seeds, I mean, when you sow seeds in good, solid ground, you're going to get a return, one form or another. And so I thank you, bro, for that opening. Back to you, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, David. Yeah, and that's so important that people understand that the work that we do, we are, as I was reading a thing the other day, that we are ancestors in training. It's because when we start looking at ourselves that way, then we will see that what we're doing is we're making a contribution to the forward flow of history in our community. And so that's a key phrase to use. When people ask me at times, well, how would you define yourself? I'm an ancestor in training. Because the thing is it's important to know that we have to give back. Not only give back, but make sure we give back in a way in which we impact our communities and impact the people that we want to help and support. And so, you know, that's powerful. It's powerful. It's powerful. We have a caller on the line. I'm going to go to the caller, and when we come back, we can talk about, or the caller just dropped. Okay. If you're listening, call back in, please. But we have an event coming up on October the 12th. And so if you're an author out there, you have some books that you've published or gotten out, or you got some books that you're working on getting published, make sure that you participate in our event October the 12th. David, you want to tell them a little bit more about the event, October the 12th?
Oh, yeah. It's a multifaceted event. And one of the things that we are featuring is an author showcase, where we have quite a few authors will be have their literary books and other things, you know, on display, and they will give you the reason why they wrote certain types of books, and, you know, going to be a panel discussion of some of the authors. You get to meet them in real time, and they get to share information with you, powerful information, because some of these people that wrote these books and stuff like that, you know, they lived it. It's almost like autobiography with some of them, you know, but they pour their hearts out into these publications. And they do this because they want to share information with you. But even at the same time, you also will get the opportunity, because the National Black Unity News is hosting this event, you get to meet some of the editors, like Brother Satawi here, who's the editor in the National Black Unity News. You get most of our editors will be present. You get to meet these people that's bringing forth this great information to you on a consistent basis. And also, you get to find out where we've been and where we're going. We will be launching, like I say, the National Black Directory. We'll be introducing to the local public here in the Baltimore area, in the Maryland region. And we're going to be crisscrossing the country in the near future. But since we are based here in the Maryland area, we're kicking off the events here to let people know that the directory is coming, and the upgrade of the websites and everything like that will be presented there. And most important, how you can get involved. It's an opportunity. Also, we would have positions open for editors, writers, ambassadors. We like to call our, you know, you call them salespeople, but we call them ambassadors because they're spreading great information across the country. And there's great opportunity for you to participate, even if you just want to support this great effort, because our effort is to support you. And so I encourage everybody. It's a free event, and there will be refreshments and food will be there as well. And so you can come out, you can network, you can meet the people that's involved in the newspaper, you can meet the authors, and you can meet other vendors. Because we open the door to other vendors. If you're a vendor, you have products, goods, and services, other than food services. Give me a call at 443-455-2373. And you can purchase a vendor table while they're still. We have several vendor tables left. So you call me as soon as possible if you would like to participate. And there's not a lot of time left. So, you know, we have several weeks ahead of us. But, you know, we're going to be blasting this thing all over the place. And we're going to have other organizations and stuff participating with us. But at the same time, I encourage you, because if you want to see positive change, you want to get on a winning ticket, on a winning train that's actually going somewhere, then I strongly suggest that you make your way on October the 12th from 12 to 4 at the Langston Hughes Business Center. That's in Baltimore. I think it's on Arbutus Drive, and you can call me for, you know, the exact information, but you can go to our website, www.thenationalblackunitynews.com. You can find out further information on it, or you can go to our Facebook page, The National Black Unity News. You can get information on there as well, or you can just put in my name, David Murphy. And you can also get information on the upcoming events and other things that's going on in and around the country. And so, ladies and gentlemen, this is, and one more thing, too. You can also pick up our latest issue, because our last issue of the year will be present at this event. We are bringing out a fresh new issue on October the 1st, the first week in October. And so you can also get, you know, your hard copy there, or you can just read it online. But we would love to see your face in the place. And come out there and meet us. And we would like to meet you. And you can meet some of the other people that's participating in there. Like I said, it's going to be powerful networking with movers and shakers, people that are actually going places and doing things. And so back to you, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, Dave. Thank you for that information. You know, all people heed the call. And as David said, we'd like to see your face in the place. Don't forget, October 12th at the Langston Hughes Community Center. And, you know, hey, hopefully you'll be able to be there. Now, last week, David, you know, we had Donald Dump in town.
Okay.
And you know, the people, they rallied. He attacked Baltimore in a tweet about Congressman Elijah Cummings' district and the rat-infested houses and other stuff, you know. And so people said, "Hey, you the president. If you want to make stuff better, you know, you can help out." The thing is, he failed to mention though in his attack that his son-in-law, I did some research, his son-in-law owns over 300 properties in Baltimore, and a lot of those properties are in the inner city that are run down. So, you know, it's like the pot calling the kettle black, you know. And you know, the thing is that his son-in-law, named Kerr or...
I was just saying, you know, on that same note, this president, that president of this here United States, as they call it, you know, man, this is a new low. I mean, you know, I know politics is a crazy game sometimes. But, you know, someone told me, a good friend of mine told me, I guess you know what Robert Clay said. You know, politics had never been one of my focus at that time, but I do know. But he told me one time, made a lot of sense to me. He said, you know, he said, politics regulate even the air we breathe. And that was a powerful statement to me. So, you know, and I also understand that.
Repeat that one more time, David.
He said,
repeat that one more time, please, for our listeners.
Yes, you know, Robert Clay said, you know, he said, David, politics is so important that they even regulate the air we breathe. And so just like Donald Trump right now, you know, he don't believe in global warming. He believes in still using the coal system. He don't believe in the new technology. He don't believe in a whole lot of things. He believes in himself. But these things are happening to us right now. The earth is rebelling against because of all of the pollution that's going on. We got climate warming and all kinds of things. We have more hurricanes more than ever. We have flooding more than places that never flooded before. We have places in the United States burning up at the same time. You know, deserts are being presented. You know, all kinds of things are taking place. The ice caps are melting. But yet, he don't believe. And so, that's politics. And see, now he all the regulations that tried to help the plan to be a better place that Obama and his team put in place, he systematically went down there and overthrew all of them things and going back to all of these negative ways. Just because, one thing, because he don't want to leave no legacy for Obama, but the other thing is, that he's doing more things to kill the planet. Not only is he killing the planet, this man is killing people. The decisions that he makes, because this is how powerful that office, the decisions that he makes over there in Israel and Palestine, the decisions that he made over there just by moving the capital to certain places, people are fighting to this day, dying every day because of that one decision that he made. People in Iran and places like that, you know, all kinds of conflicts are taking place because of what he said. This man, I mean, he does more things, man, that, you know, it's even hard for me to believe that we even allowed this to even take place. And so, you know, but it is what it is. And so that's why it's so important. Like you say, this gentleman, whatever he called, I'm being nice, you know, can't come to town. After all of that mudslinging about our city, Baltimore, in which Baltimore and Maryland is a part of the United States, so it's under his watch. That's how arrogant this way this man thinks. Because they raising money for him, oh, he coming. That's the only reason why he came. He didn't come here to support us. He didn't come here to uplift us. He come here to get that money. And then he got his money, then he got quick and got out of town. But see, the thing that bothers me mostly, they shut down the city. They shut down certain highways. People had to leave jobs early and everything like that for security and all that money just preparing for him to come here. Now, can you imagine how much money is being squandered and wasted every time he goes to a golf course that they had to set up, the security people had to set up? Look how many vacations this man done took. A third of his time in office already been on vacation time. And that was part of the thing. This man is making money off the government. You know, in all kinds. I mean, I never say. I mean, this thing is so atrocious it's hard to fathom the thought that somebody like this, and they allowed this, and then now, you know, like I said, it is what it is. And so that's why, ladies and gentlemen, it's so important to support people like Brother Satawe and myself. I tell you, I'm going to shout it to the rooftop. I'm going to shout it to the day I pass. I'm going to shout even after I'm gone. Is this. We own less than 1% of this media. Propaganda is a powerful, powerful tool. And if we're not careful, ladies, when I say propaganda, I want you to listen to me very carefully. Sometimes history does repeat itself. And if you've studied this man called Hitler, and the systematic way that he came into power, and the systematic way how he overthrew the government, the systematic way that he caused this other world war, is the same kind of systematic way Donald Trump and his team is doing right now. They closing off the country to everybody, other people that don't, anybody that don't, is not Caucasian, is closed off to. This is what happened to the Jews. People, I understand people from the over in Bahamas trying to get a boat here. They made people get off the boat because they wouldn't allow them to even get on the boat to come to the United States after their country got blew away. Now, what kind of stuff is that? Where's the humanitarian that we used to have in this country? Send me your poor, send me your this, send me this, and all of that. What happened to all of that? Babies being locked up, being separated from parents on other borders, but not on Canada side. But see, it's a lot of little things, you know, telltale signs that things are happening that we better pay attention to. That's why it's so important, again, that you support the National Black Unity News, because we're going to bring it to you straight and forward. We are not kept by anybody, and we're not brought by anybody, and we're going to tell it like it is. Now, we are solution-oriented to paper. We don't get negative into politics. We don't get into all that, but we try to give you solutions that's going to enhance our quality of life. We're bringing people that generally care about you. And you have to reciprocate, because this is life-altering. What you see is taking place in this country with Donald and all the rest of the people over there. It's real. And they talking about these gun laws. Brothers and sisters, I guarantee you one thing. They talking about these gun laws, all of these murders that's taking place. Where's more terrorists than in this country that kill? Those people are killing more people in this country than any terrorists are all around the world. Self right here, but he don't open his mouth about that. He worried about people coming in from some border, but he don't open his mouth about those other folks here killing everybody else in this country, people that look like him. They need mental health. They not tired. They just need, they a little sick a little bit. They just need mental health. But when we do something, so shithole country, we all of this, you know. But see, y'all better pay attention to the signs. But like I said, there's always hope, ladies and gentlemen. Always hope. like I said, you got a lot of people out here trying to make real positive change. But you need to get on board. You need to support our efforts, because our efforts is to, again, I'm going to keep saying, is to support you. And with that being said, Brother Satai, I'm going to give a little commercial break here. And again, I want you to go to the nationalblackunitynews.com. We have a way that you can get a subscription to the publication. You can make a donation to the publication, and we will list your name inside the National Black Unity News. And we had the publication sent right to your home. You can also see it online. And also, we would like for you, I'm telling you this now, it's going to be half price until December the 31st. You can join our nationwide, if you're a business owner or organization, you can join our nationwide Black Business Directory. Right now, it ranges from $59 for a bronze membership, and then different benefits for each package. There's $79 for silver, and it's $99 for gold, and $119 for platinum. And there's a lot of benefit on each level. But I encourage you to join now, because right now it's half price. At the beginning of the year, it will be doubled. And so if you want to promote your business year-round, this is the time, ladies and gentlemen. We don't do for ourselves, because I'm going to tell you this now. I'm going to tell you this again. Nobody's coming to save us. Nobody going. You ever heard of another race of people trying to actually save another race of people? You ain't going to find it. They never did, and they never will. It's up to us to do what we can do for ourselves. And so, you know, we have everything we need, ladies and gentlemen, everything we need, but we need to support one another. We need to keep this $1.2 trillion, $1.3 trillion circulating amongst ourselves. It's very seldom that money comes in our hand, goes direct, don't even last in our hands 6 hours. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to change that narrative. It's time for us to stand up, step up, stand in the gap, whatever we have to do, go across a couple other businesses to get to our own. That's why we identify who and where we are now. So there won't be no more excuses that when you can say, I can't find nobody to do this, I can't find nobody to do that. We're going to change that narrative. That's why it's so important that you give me a call at 443-455-2373. Get involved, because the life you save may just be your own. The community you save may just be your own. The people you save may just be your own. Back to you, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're so true. So true. So correct. Okay, I need to do a commercial break for the Vortex, which is the sponsor of this show. The Vortex. What is the Vortex? The Vortex is your online travel booking engine where you save 60% of what the normal vendor price is online. And we beat Expedia and Priceline 85 to 90% of the time. All you need to do, create your free account. You'll be right. Free account is go to www.mymyvortex365.com, MUGROUP. www.myvortex365.com/MU Group. There you can create a free account, which will allow you to be able to book hotel rooms, stay at resorts, take cruises, rent cars, book flights, and with all of that, you'll be helping out Movements Unlimited, which is our 501c3 nonprofit organization. And you can also go to www.movementsunlimited.net. That's MOVEMENTSUNLIMITED.net. And there you'll find out more information about Movements Unlimited, things that we're involved in, and things that you can get involved in with us, and ways that you can support us. The Vortex is one way that you can support us. It helps out a whole lot. We had a client who most recently booked some travel through our Vortex. They saved money, and what they saved came back to us in the form what's called cash rewards. I like to refer to it as like a donation check. So this is a very, very positive way that you can support Movements Unlimited. If you're a nonprofit out there or you're a faith-based organization and you'd like to find out how you can also participate in the ultimate fundraiser, you can give me a call at 252-458-3712. That's 252-458-3712. Don't delay. Give me a call today. All right, we got our commercials and stuff out of the way. Back to you, sir.
But I just want to ask you another thing on this. You know, I heard that you help people save money. But there's, I think you have a place that will help. You can help people make money too, isn't it?
Yes, we do.
How does that work?
Basically, you can become a travel agent with us. You become a travel agent with us, then you will be able to, one, make money by having your own Voitex link, which means that every time people use that link, whatever they save, that's what you earn. That's the simplest and easiest way to go about doing that. There's another way to earn money, which deals with multi-level marketing in terms of our company or network marketing. So we have like a dual thrust. We have a commercial product that people can use, and you can get paid on that, or you can build a team. So you can do two things. You can build a customer base, or you can build a team. And, you know, the choice is yours, or you can do both. Me and my wife, we do both. We're building a team, and we also are building a customer base.
And how
so
big is that industry that you're talking about?
$8.3 trillion.
Say that again, sir.
$8.3 trillion.
And that's 4 or 5 times the money that all black people spend in this country on an annual basis, 4 or 5 times greater. So you mean to tell me that a lot of us are in situations where we say, you know, we in these what some might call dead-end jobs. People get up every morning and can't stand where they have to go to every day. And here you are on the airwaves. You have opportunities that can change people's lifestyles, change their addresses, change their whole way of living. And tell me, you know, because like I say, sometimes people, you know, because if they don't know, you know, a confused mind does nothing, as they say. So say if somebody who has no knowledge of the industry, anything like that, maybe shy away from it, is there any type of training or anything like that involved?
Yes, we have online training and education. We have a Saturday training called Winners Win that's put on by the president of Service 365, Dr. Christopher Coakley, who also was big in Hale Williams Primerica before coming to this industry. And, you know, he shares with people how at 19, he went into the financial service industry, and he's never worked a job in his life.
Mm.
Totally been self-employed since age 19, and is a bona fide millionaire. So, you know, we have the best of the best that can train people and teach people the ropes. So if you want to learn how to become a millionaire, find a millionaire that will mentor you and have them teach you the way. So, you know, that's what Dr. Chris Coakley does, and I'm one of his students that's being mentored by him, me and my wife. And, you know, we know it's just a matter of time for we able to reach that jackpot and be able to cash in on our millions and millions of dollars that are waiting for us.
Just like you said in the opening statement, that if you got to put in the work, though, you know, ain't nothing's going to be handed to you. And so, you know, so to the listening audience, if you're sick and tired of doing the same old thing over and over again and not getting anywhere, that doesn't make sense when you have to change the way you've been doing things. My brother just offered you an opportunity that would, and not only that, it's a huge industry, big money into it. I mean, astronomical. And at the same time, even if you have no, they will actually train you. And but tell me something, brother. If somebody was interested in this, and how, you know, is it extremely, you know, do you got to go to school? Do you have to pay a lot of money? What? How does, what if they was interested in it?
They can pay as little as $19.95 a month. They do not have to go to school. They can have a GED. They can even have even been a convicted felon or a person that, you know, that had, some bad experiences with the law. And, you know, our company has an open-door policy. As long as you ain't breaking no laws right now, then, you know, you there's a place for you. And, you know, we had a lady that came into business that went from being on social service and welfare to making over $50,000 in 3 month time. So it's, there's some things that people can do. And, you know, the thing is, just say, hey, teach me, show me the way. What do I need to do? It's a little elaborate, so I don't want to try to cover all of it in a quick 2 to 3 minute conversation. But basically, give me a call and put us to the test to see if we can help you. Bottom line is the minimum amount of investment is $19.95 a month. $19.95 a month, you can become what's called an SBA, a Surge Business Associate. And that will allow you to be able to go out and drum up some business. But, you know, you need to make sure that you understand what you're getting involved with and what it takes to drum up business and make things happen. So, you know, but if that's something that interests anybody in the listening audience, give me a call at 252-458-3712. 1995.
Wow, man, you can't beat that. And I want to share another opportunity with the listening audience. See, like I said, we are solution-oriented. The National Black Unity News is looking to bring on people nationwide. We are looking for people to help us in our sales department. We're looking for editors who want to write, who have a business and who want to write, educate people about their services. This is a lucrative opportunity. We go as high as up to 30% commissions for those who are ambassadors or sales representative. You will be trained, and it's a unique opportunity. Not only can you make good money working with us, but at the same time, you're uplifting our community. You're enhancing our quality of life. You're preparing for better communities and a greater future for our children. Because when we help all of our businesses across this country succeed, that means they're most likely going to hire people to look like us. And so, you know, this is such a powerful thing. Brother Satavi just shared with you how you can get in the industry over $8 trillion involved with it. Here we're telling you that you can also, at the same time, you can come in and assist us where you can uplift our community for generate the found. We already, like I said before earlier, that we've already laid the foundation. With you assisting us, not only are you making good money at the same time, but like I said again, you're uplifting our whole people. I mean, you're uplifting our future. And so we just shared with you two great opportunities that can change. So it's really no more excuses. You know, all you have to do is be a willing vessel. Like Brother Satavi in an opening statement said, if you want certain things in life, if you want to be the best at something in life, you have to put in the work. And if you got people that's willing to work with you to show you how to do things, to assist you with how to do things so that you can have a better way of life, then it's really no more excuses for us. We have to stop shucking and jive and stop depending on other people to do for us what we can do for ourselves. This is the time, ladies and gentlemen, you got to make some decisions. You know, you have to reason with yourself. And if you want to, like I say, I told you about what's going on in this country. You see what's taking place in this country. And here you are going off to these jobs, making minimum wage and everything like that, and barely can make ends meet. And you're crying out to God. You're crying out, but here's the answer. God has heard your cries. But all you got to do is pick up the telephone call and be serious about it. Be serious about it. Look at your situation. Give us a call, ladies and gentlemen. And as I said before, we just shared with you two great industries that can enhance your quality of life. And I know we're coming up almost to the ending of the show, but I wanted to make sure that you understand that not only have my brother Satire and I have put in work for over 35 years apiece, I'm talking about separate, but not together, separately, more than that, summer. And we're still on the front lines trying to work with our people and try to enhance the way, you know, have a better way of life for us. And we ask for your support, but at the same time, we're here to support you. We have opportunity for you. We have a lot of things. You know, like I say, I call myself the networker of networks. I call myself a servant of servants, and I am just that. I have a wealth of information that I gathered over the years. I believe when it comes to black men, I have the largest database in the world. I believe that. But I haven't seen nobody have one greater. I have built websites, one of the largest black websites in the entire nation. I have we have the National Black Unity, the number one black circulated newspaper in the nation. And we're just getting started. We're not just here just blowing in the wind, talking talk. We're demonstrating. And we're not, like I said, I'm not trying to impress you, but like I said, again, I'm trying to impress upon you that we are here to serve you. But it has to be reciprocal. You have to come back and help us so we can help you so that we can help ourselves. You know, this is a win-win situation when we have like-minded people who come together for the sole purpose of the upliftment of our people, the upliftment of your personal lives, that you need to give us a call. You can give me a call at 443-455-2373. That's the National Black Unity News.com. Again, David Murphy, 443-455-2373. And ladies and gentlemen, I just want to remind you that we have a new publication coming out October the 1st. There's still a week left. If you want to put an ad in the National Black Unity News, it's affordable but yet effective. Give me a call. If you would like to join at half price the National Black Business Directory, where you're going to get a lot of information on what we're going to share, just not a listing, you get almost like a website almost be giving you. And for that little bit amount of money, and so like I said, you need to give us a call. Stop, like I said, I know how hard it is. I'm an entrepreneur myself. I know how hard, how difficult it is. Once you open them doors, once you build the foundation of your business, then you have to market it. Get your name out there so that you can get some customers. Well, this is one way that you can do that. You need to give us a call. Again, 443-455-2373. Back to you, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you so much, David, for that information so people know how to reach you. I'm going to give out my information again. My information is 252-458-3712. That's 252-458-3712. That's the quickest, fastest, and best way to be able to reach me. You also can reach me at info@movementsunlimited.net. That's info@movementsunlimited.net. You can shoot me an email, and we'd be more than happy to get back to you. Well, David, that's brought us to the end of our show for today. Time to close out with our theme song called It's My Time. If it's not our time, then whose time is it? My time.
Yes, sir.
Oh, there's a feeling inside of me telling me that I can be. Turn.